Okay, I think we'll get going. As I mentioned in the news on Frontier, we're cranking it up a notch and things are getting more difficult. And if you have started looking at the exercise called Gusin Backup, or the one that's where you're going to write a module Gusin Backup, I consider this quite difficult, and it's probably hard for you to get started, so let me help you a little bit. First of all, as I mentioned before, I expect that you read the links that I provide in the front room. For solving this exercise, especially, you need this beginner's guide to modules. And in this, you will see that there is a beginner's guide to modules. Module fundamentals. I was going to see. So, using modules. There's a link here. Installing modules. And here is how you can install modules. Yes, and sorry, it was this previous one, beginner's guide, that I expect that I was going to use. Sorry for messing this up. So, beginner's guide to modules. Yes, sorry, that was the last video I showed you that you need the module fundamentals. Now you need the beginner's guide to modules. This describes the structure of a module and what you should how you should structure your module and what it should look like. So you see here it's given an example, NTP, and you really should use this example to see how you should write your module. So also make sure that you visit the Puppet Forge, so you can find the NTP module. Sorry, the NTP module here. Then go to the project URL for NTP. And what you're going to do is you're going to write code similar to what is in the manifests here. Here you can see these exact files that you need to write and how they all link together. So use this beginner's guide to modules together with the actual code of the NTP module. These are your resources. Then here you will see that at this location is the web page for this software. So it says, write the Puppet module Gusin Backup, which installs and configures the code from this location. The module should allow the following parameters to be configured. So if you're going to install a backup system, what you have to provide is where you're going to backup from and the destination you're going to backup to. So that's why I've said that you can't just include this module. You have to specify the parameters source directory and destination directory, while the others can have default values, which I've mentioned here. And you should create these classes. Pay attention now. The Gusin backup class should be in the init.pp file. Gusin backup params should be in params.pp. Gusin backup install should be in install.pp. And Gusin backup config should be in config.pp. In the same way you see here. So you see there's a file called init, there's a file called config, there's an install and params. We don't need the service.pp. But it's the same logic as the NTP module. Your module should use Puppet Lab's VCS repo and use it for installing the script by cloning the repo on GitHub. So the code that you're going to install using, you're going to write a module that installs the Goosin backup software by cloning it from GitHub and configuring it and making sure it's executable and creating a cron entry which runs this at a specific schedule. So for downloading and installing from GitHub, you reuse an existing Puppet module called, let's see, where was I? Here. You use the Puppet Lab's VCS repo module. You find this on the forge, so you can see how you can download and install something from Git using this. And then for editing the configuration file, you use the Inifile module also. So if you publish your module, then someone should be able to download it and just create this file here. And when they apply this, your module should do its work. Okay, that probably was a little bit fast for some of you. So let me show you what I concretely mean. What you should do, you log into SkyHi. I hit Control L to clear the screen. I reconnect to my screen session. And here I am logged in to an Ubuntu instance where I have Puppet installed, but nothing else apparently. And notice that I am root. Yeah, this is, you don't have to be root to do this. And of course, it's bad practice to do things as root that you don't have to be root to do. But we are doing this now just to make this a little bit easier. So I need to generate a new module. Wait, before I do that, let me install the two modules I'm going to use. Puppet module, install Puppet Labs VCS repo, like this. And the other one was called Puppet Labs Inifile. Right, Inifile. So I have these modules installed, so I know that I can use them. So I have this Puppet module list. Yes, I have these two files installed. Then I can do a Puppet module generate Goosin backup. And it complains because it requires me to give my module a name, username dash module name. The username you choose here is just if you are going to publish this on the Puppet Forge, then it requires that you name your module like this. So we're not going to do that, so just say my or something like this. So then you see here that we should version this according to semantic versioning. If you don't know what this is, then go look at this. This is just the standard that describes that you have a major release, a minor release, and a patch release. That's the logic of the typical versioning system and the specific one called semantic versioning, which almost all open source software uses. So now I'm just going to go through this quite quickly. Yes. And then you see that this now generated these files you can see here. And what I just filled out ended up in this file. So if we pretend that we're going to publish this as a professional module, then we should go in here and we should copy these and say that we require VCS repo an ini file. I don't know if we need standardlib. I don't think so, but we'll leave it there because it's usually installed anyway. Yeah, so something like that. Okay, so we're not going to focus on the process of using the module and things now. We're just going to write the module. So this is just writing. This is development work. So we're doing this a little bit quick and dirty. So let's copy recursively my module into where modules are located so we can test them. So two modules. Yeah, there are the two other modules. And you see when you install them, the Puppet Labs dash disappears. So these modules, the directories aren't called Inifile, are not called Puppet Labs dash Inifile, but they are called just the what's after the dash. So in the same way, you see I should now call my module just Gusin backup like this. And if I do a Puppet module list, see, it will show me the name like this. I was expecting maybe that it says my dash goes in backup, but for some reason it didn't. Well, doesn't matter. Okay, so what we should do now is we should write code in this directory. You see here, there's only one file. init.pp has one empty class like this. So we should now start to write code here to test our code. We should create a file, for instance, backup.pp, where this is a manifest that's going to apply our module. And to apply a module, we have to specify to which node. A node is a server. So to which server this is going to apply. And if this is just a general manifest, so this should apply to any kind of host I run it on, which is my situation now. I just have to say node default. And whatever I put in here will apply to any host this runs on. So I'm going to include, no wait, we can do the class like this, goes in backup. Let's see what happens if we try to apply this, puppet apply backup. Yes, he did not complain, everything went fine, but of course it did nothing, because my module is empty. So, if I now just want to write something, I can put it in here. So here I can notice that you have to read carefully this exercise, number 4. Read carefully everything that's here. But also, you need to read the web page for the software you're going to install. You have to learn this software so you know how you're going to install it. So, what does this say? This say, yada, yada, yada. Requires the packages Crudini and rsync. Aha! So then I should, what my module should do is probably it should install some these packages. I can Crudini like this, ensure latest. This is Puppet code for installing software. So this would install the latest version of Crudini. But I don't want to do this. Why don't I want to do this? Okay, let's see. How does the NTP module do this? Well, let's look at NTP init.pp. So, so the class that's called NTP, this is the parallel to our top level class, which we call Goosin Backup. So this, you see ordinary parentheses here. This is parameters. So you should think of a class like a function when you program. You have a function that has parameters. You pass parameters to it, and the parameters are in ordinary parentheses, and then comes the actual Puppet code in these curly braces. And all this does is validate a bunch of parameters. It doesn't do anything. And here's its end. So you see what the top level class does, it declares a lower level class. So this says basically take all the parameters, validate that they have the right syntax, then in this sequence first do whatever is in the class NTP install, then do what's in the class NTP config, then do what's in the class NTP service. Aha! So we should not put this code here. What I should do is, so apparently I should have a bunch of parameters here, and then these should be inherited. Inherits from Goosin Backup params, and there should be a class Goosin Backup params in the params.pp file. Pay close attention to this, because you can inherit classes. But in Puppet, you do not want to do that. It's not considered best practice to use inheritance in Puppet, except for this single case where you inherit parameters, default values of parameters in this fashion. So modules putting default values in a params file and inheriting that class in this way, that is the only time where you want to use inheritance in Puppet. Okay, so then you should fill out all this stuff. But for my demonstration, I'm not going to do this now, but you would go on and do this. Of course I need the starting. So what I wanted to show you, that I don't want to put this code here. What should be here? Let me just copy this, like this. Then delete it. Here I should say class Goosin Backup install. Like this. See, in the same way, the NTP module says class NTP install. And then it uses this syntax to say that this should be performed before this. Okay, but this won't do anything before I create a file. Sorry. In the same directory, I create the file called install.pp, and in here I defined Goosin Backup install, So notice that the file name install.pp, the file name has to match the class name here. The top level class, the one class called only GoSimBackup, is always in init.pp. But this should be in install.pp. If I had something like this, then this should be in the manifest directory, in a subdirectory called install. There should be a file called my.pp. But not now, we're just going to do it like this. And then here I can say package ensure latest. And I can write these package resource declarations again and again. But what I normally would do is I would write this as an array. So I have going to install Crudini and rsync like this. So the code is in this class. Oops. The code is now in this class. So you see here in manifests, I now have these two files. And in my top level, in the init.pp, there I have my top level class. All it does is declare the subclass GoSimBackup install. So this line here will declare this class here, causing this code to be executed. So let's see if, remember, my manifest here just defines this class GoSimBackup. Let's see if this works now. It's say okay. I'm going to run it again so you see what that this is idempotent. See here it says that Crudini was not installed, so it installed it. When I run it again, it says nothing because and it doesn't say it installed rsync. Probably, yeah, because rsync was already there. So rsync was installed, Crudini was not installed, so Crudini got installed. And when I run it the second time, it sees that, well, rsync is installed, Crudini is installed, I'm happy, nothing to do. Idempotent. Yes. So, this, that should help you get started with writing this GoSimBackup module. So the goal of that exercise is that you get comfortable with how modules work. Then you can go on and do something really powerful by reusing modules. So in the next exercise, I'm telling you, install the modules Puppet Labs Apache and Honor WordPress and write a manifest which installs WordPress. So follow this README and write a manifest. So now you're not going to write a module. You're just going to, for this exercise, exercise 5, what you do is you do like this. VI Word, well, you do, of course, Puppet module install, Apache, these two modules that they told you to that the exercise tells you to install. Then you create a manifest, call it WordPress, node default, like this. And if you're lucky, you know, the simplest case would be, okay, maybe I can just include Apache and include WordPress like this, and it will work. No, it's not that easy. You have to do a little bit more, but it's not more than maybe 10 to 15 lines of code you need to write. But you have to read and study carefully, because WordPress doesn't install Apache. You have to do that manually. You have to set up a virtual host, etc. But read, and we will go through this exercise next week. Notice now also that I have published the exercises for week 38 and 39. We're going to sort of finalize the professional setup now. I'm saying this professional because we're going to do all the things that you would do if you did this in a real setting. This is quite complex. So when you see this exercise we're going to do the next 2 weeks, basically everything you need to do here is to copy and paste what I tell you to do. But I think that's hard enough. You will see here that you will have to replace some IP addresses, but you have to understand what you're doing here. Everything you need is here. So basically it's just copying and pasting, but you have to do it slowly and read what you're doing so you know what you're doing. And to copy and paste from a PDF file is a nightmare, so that's why I've given you the source tech file as well, which you can open, and then you have a version of this document which is much easier to copy and paste from. Yes. Okay, I think that's it. So remember that, you know, you have, I can actually delete this now. So, you know, you have your manifests that uses the modules here. So you need this, that this is the manifest that uses the module. And then the modules that do the work are in etc. Puppet modules there. And remember what I've told you, think of a module as a self-contained unit. When you download and install a module, you should never ever change that. So don't do anything like you think that, okay, I should use this Inifile module, then maybe I should you know, go into Inifile manifests or this maybe just have code in here and, you know, change something in this module. Don't do that. Stay away from the module modules that you download. Just use them in your manifests or use them in your own module. If you have any questions, please come ask me. Feel free to come ask me outside of the Mondays as well. I'm usually in my office in A117 in the corner of A building. Okay, see you soon.